You're tuning on Gordon GD's channel. Please stand by.
Hello, I'm Gordon again. I admit I've been quite absent for quite a while. For anyone following my blogs, especially lately, I've been contributing to my a Buddhist blog, Zone Mind. I've been admitted to hospital, and these were very rough times lately. And well, I have been forced to think about many things over the course of these months, these weeks, I think, when I haven't contributed to this podcast, but I think it's time to recapitulate, to sort out things. This period particularly, I've been thinking about suffering and how I did go through difficult times when I was in hospital, and things I witnessed which weren't so pleasant. And however, I won't go much into detail about these things, because those of you who are interested may go to my blog. It's zonemind.gordongd.com, where you can read my thoughts and reflections on my hospital experience. Today, I wished to talk about suffering, and I am dealing with this topic with slight hesitation, because many times in my life, as for those who don't know, I'm a wheelchair user and also have a visual impairment. So for many people who don't know me, and that may include you, my life may appear as one characterized by endless suffering or pain. And while I admit that pain and suffering do form part of my life, I think that suffering, pain at least, is something that forms part of each of us, of the experience of each of us here. And so I don't see myself as particularly afflicted or as a sufferer in any sense of the word. That is, I think, part of being human, to go through periods of physical pain and to have to endure hardship of this kind. But as you know, I also have taken up Buddhism. I have taken to heart a Buddhist teaching, and one verse in the First Noble Truth, which Buddha talks about, has been translated as life is suffering. But in fact, if you, I've been reading about this in some places and listen to Dharma podcasts here and there, have you realized that the translation life is suffering, which is often the one for the First Noble Truth, is actually an incorrect translation of the word dukkha. That's D-U-K-K-H-A, which is the Pali word used in the original Buddhist text, which actually means, can be translated as dissatisfaction. And in fact, the Buddha was talking about dissatisfaction rather than suffering per se, which is often understood as being physical in nature. And as a disabled person, I have been rather wary of talking about suffering, because disability, having an impairment to be exact, has been associated with suffering for so long. In fact, I cannot remember all the occasions when my suffering was compared to that of Christ. Don't forget that I'm living in a very Roman Catholic country. It's still influenced a lot by Roman Catholic. Here I'm not saying that's a bad thing. In fact, I do respect and I do see a lot of good in what I learned from my Roman Catholic upbringing. However, when I defined solely in terms of suffering and pain, I often feel that my whole value as a human being is at that moment being reduced. I am not a person, a one-dimensional person. There are many, many aspects, I hope at least, of who I am. And I think defining me in terms of suffering, calling me a sufferer, or implying that I am afflicted by my impairment, is missing the point of who I am. And I think that in itself is the real suffering of caused not by impairment, because I have to say that now impairment is part of who I am. I have adapted to my impairments, and I think this is the great thing about being human. You adapt. It's not because I'm special or I am particularly more courageous than other people. It's just because I'm expressing my adaptability, which is something we all share as human beings. So what I wish to say is that I find that my suffering, if you may call it death, if you may call it by that word, is really caused by a lack of understanding by other people and also lack of consideration for including me in society when people do not take into account our differences as disabled people and effectively exclude us from being part of society. That, I feel, is the real suffering. And it's not caused in any way by my impairment. Well, my impairment has its issues, and there are times when impairment and my other conditions I have caused pain, real pain, but that is not the main, the actual pain that I'm talking about here. It's the pain of being misunderstood, the pain of being excluded just because you are different and society fails to take account of your differences, putting you aside, segregating you implicitly or explicitly. I wish to end here, but I wish to conclude by saying that at the end of the day, our suffering is caused by disability in the sense that it is caused by something that is created and constructed by society, and our impairment itself isn't the cause of suffering. Our suffering, our real suffering, is when people tell me at least, that I'm not one of society, I'm not equal to them, just because I am different. Well, I really have to stop this recording now. But I hope I've given some of you food for thought. I know that Christians around the world are reflecting about these topics, and I thought I could contribute with some of my thoughts. Thank you.
For more content, kindly visit the site http://www.gordongd.com. Thanks for listening.